What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Hey, okay, everyone, welcome back. I guess I should say aloha from Montana. You're listening to Keith Rogers here at whatreallyhappened.com. We've got David there. I have some stuff coming up here on these statues and stuff, which are now being attacked and stuff. But first, we'll pick up Ken over in New York there. Good evening, Ken.
Hi, how you doing? You and Dave. I think I have my own tracking plan that I'd like to see done. I think either you or one of the other hosts once said that some people carry a gene that predisposes them to being politicians.
It wasn't
well,
me, psychopath, but it sounds good.
But yes, yeah. They're different.
Yeah. Oh, a psychopath gene? Is that what it is? Yeah, I think we should start telling the politicians that they're the ones that need to be tracked and start spreading that around.
Well, on Twitter lately, they've been saying these politicians should be drug tested because there's something wrong with these guys.
Yeah, they shouldn't be allowed to run around loose. They need to be restricted. That's all I have. Good night.
That's all you have? All right, sounds good there. You take care, okay? Good to hear from you, Ken. Dustin over there in New Jersey. Good evening, Dustin. What do you got for us today? And I'm not going to pick on you, so go ahead.
You can pick on me all you want, man. You guys are great.
Thanks.
Hey, you know, like, not, look, it's all about money, man. Like, if you ever see, have you ever seen, like, a suitcase full of money? Any of you guys? Like, I saw a wall full of money, a wall full of cash one time. I never
I've seen a few $10,000
like
bills in my life.
No, I probably seen a $250,000 in stashed in a wall. That's nuts, right?
Yeah, I grew up in Las Vegas. That was back when the Italian mob ran the place. So,
I mean, it's all about money, guy. I mean, like money changes. I talked about that yesterday, right? Like it's human nature. I mean, it's greed, man. What it comes down.
Hey, Dustin, let me ask you something. Yeah, through Lawfare. What would you do if you were offered a certain amount of money and knew that your backside would be covered if you went out and you did the deed and they deposited some money in some offshore bank and stuff, and when you got done, you had access to your money? Would you, and remember, and you're protected by the law through the courts and stuff because they would rig everything. This is how the CIA does things like that. Would you go as far like that to say, well, maybe I could? How would your conscience work?
I would think about it.
Well, that's just
everybody
it.
Everybody would think about it. I wouldn't just say, "Oh no, I'm not going to do that." The people who say we're not going to do that is full of crap. Because, but you know what? I'm a Catholic. I got morals. You know, I. You know what pisses me off? You guys talked about Dick Cheney and the rest of the group, David Cameron and. What was the other guy? Tony Blair and George Bush.
Phony
garbage.
Tony.
Yep.
Yeah.
Phony Tony.
Like, they have their money already deposited before anything happens. You know what I mean? Like, they have their dough. Like, it's all about empire for these guys. The British, the United States. Like, come on. I mean, that you guys talked about the girl. Remember the girl from the ambassador to the Kuwait who lied about the baby thing? How much did she get? You know, I mean, these people are all garbage, man. You know what? I would think about it, but I wouldn't take a cent. These people are killers, dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Dustin, I have videos where the CIA openly admits that they use someone. They'll deposit the money into a bank, and once they do the deed like that, they'll off the guy and just transfer the money right back to where they want.
Yeah.
That's how they use
central
people.
Idiot agency.
Yep.
You know what? You think it's not beyond the realm of possibility because they don't have a problem dropping pallets of weapons in Syria, right? You don't think they can deliver a truckload of weapons or bricks around the United States? Let me tell you, they can do it and they would do it because you know what? They have
they
no loyalties to anything. You know, they are. It's a rogue agency, like the FBI. You know, you have your good guys in there, which is a small percentage, but you also have your, you know, people who do it because they're told to, you know. But the end of the day, I mean, what do you, I mean, I don't understand, like, Dick Cheney, George Bush, Trump, you know, Trump put in the same people that was in this. I know I'm going to get heat from
this. It's a revolving door. No, you're right. It's a revolving door, just like the bankers go into the...
We're going to drain the swamp of alligators, and we're going to replace them with crocodiles. See, there we go. We drain the swamp.
Yeah. How do you drain the swamp? Put in Elliot Abrams. Elliot Abrams ran death squads, guys. Like, as soon as Trump does that, then he's off the table. I'm sorry. I'm staying home. I don't care if Joe Biden runs.
I think he might have been, you know, honestly trying to make a difference, make America great again. But once he got in there, like all other politicians before that had any ideals, he got compromised. And so little has actually happened for the cause of liberty and the people. And so it's very disappointing. Hey, we're glad he's not Hillary Clinton. And if I had it to do all over again, I would vote for him again over that witch, because we knew exactly what kind of evil we were getting into there.
But
you know, at the end of the day, the lesser of two evils is still, if you vote for Trump or Hillary, you're still morally effed up, dude. You know what I mean?
You can't
go by that no more. Like, they're both flawed, okay? Did Hillary Clinton put in Elliot Abrams and Mike Pompeo? Yeah. Like, why would you pick John Bolton? Like, I mean, if I'm president, I wouldn't have put John Bolton in. John Bolton might have left, but his ghost is still there. Maybe that's what Trump believes in. It's not about making America great again. It's about keeping the empire, man.
If you got to be president, they would come to you and they would blackmail you. They would threaten your family. They would do whatever the hell they had to do to make sure that you would do exactly what your handler tell you to do.
As David says, they would be showing you a copy of the Zapruder film. They'd be showing you the live stuff of what they actually filmed and say, hey, look, this is what's going to happen to you.
Bring it on. What's the difference then? Yeah. Like, what? Well,
that would have been a patriot.
Like Hillary Clinton said, what difference does it make? If you know what I mean? Like, at blackmail, who cares? You know, where is, you know, like with the border wall and then the wars. Trump said he's going to get out of Afghanistan. That was over a month ago, right?
Dustin, they said it's going to take 14 months. like Ron Paul said, though, you walked in, walk out, you know. But anyway, hey, Dustin, I'm getting behind. I got a couple more calls.
Right, Obama said he was going to bring the troops home from Afghanistan, and we could take it to the bank, and then the banks collapsed. So that tells you all you need to know.
and Trump bailed out five of them as soon as it came to power. So, Dustin, take care of yourself. Mark over in North Carolina, good evening.
Mark, hello, North Carolina. Mark. You there, Mark?
Yeah, hi. Mark.
There you go.
You there? Oh, okay. Yeah,
yep.
I just want to say, you know, before I turned you guys on, before I was listening to Ron Paul on YouTube, all right? You know, he's got a show on there. And he was saying how Fauci, kind of like the creature from the Black Lagoon or like Jason and Friday the 13th, keeps coming back.
Yeah.
And now he's saying that, you know, oh, we really got to worry. The cases are really getting bad in Texas and this and that. You know, I've come to the feeling now that this is nothing but a deep state plot to take our freedoms away. Not only deep state, the technocrats and everything else. This is what they want to do. They want to basically destroy this country. They want to destroy pretty much mankind as a whole. And eventually have the robots run this world, okay? These people are plain evil, and if we don't stand up to them, they're going to get their way with us.
Well, the way to look at that, Mark, is once America falls, then the rest of the world will see what's going on there. It'll just be total fascism.
It's right out of the Agenda 2030 playbook. Of course the globalists are in there, and that's exactly what's going on.
Well, there's only one other country I think that has a chance to stand up to them, as long as they have their brilliant president, and there is somebody at least once he leaves, takes over, and that's Russia. Okay, because they seem pretty pretty wise to what's going on. Also, as their leadership is far better than ours right now, because ours seems hopelessly. I would say Donald Trump may have some good ideas. He may have the right. But he's totally incompetent in how he's, you know, running his government. He keeps putting the worst monsters in there with him, people like psychopaths like Pompeo, and he had Bolton in there before, finally got rid of him, but he should have never been there in the first place. And and why does he have Fauci? He's got a guy like Dr. Ben Carson. Why doesn't he put him in charge of this thing? Or why didn't he hire somebody like a Dr. Rashid Buttar, I think? Yeah, Buttar, or a guy like Dr. Shiva. These people, you know, I've been learning so much from them watching that, you know, online. Okay? This is a hoax. That's all this is. This is, at the worst, this is another kind of a flu. They probably took actual flu cases and said they're COVID cases. It's declaring people dead in shootouts dead of COVID. I'll bet you some shyster lawyer is going to come in now and say that George Floyd actually died of COVID. That's from somebody, you know, four cops holding him down, one with a knee in his throat. They'll say he died of COVID now. Okay?
Yeah. It takes one Mark, I have, to learn I have, from, Mark. Yeah, Mark, I have plenty of videos of, like, doctors up in Kalispell and everything like that saying that they were told to mislabel deaths as all being COVID-19.
Right.
And to me, that's falsifying a death certificate, you know. And the same thing with these hospitals that are getting bailed out. And, you know, you mentioned that about Trump. You know, I have no problem with a guy like that, but I'm from Las Vegas, and I grew up knowing that the house always wins. And how do you have two bankrupt casinos? That's the thing with me, you know.
I just want to ask you guys something. I'm thinking of, you know, North Carolina's not too bad of a state, but the problem is we got a bum like Cooper, who's the governor, and hopefully he'll be voted out. But just in case, I'm looking for a good place to move where I don't think they'll ever be able to pull the crap they want to crap. Is Montana that type of a place? It seems like it's a lot of free. I also
it's so laid back here, except I'll say this. So because of job problems in Montana, there is not for me, but there is a lot of depression. I have dogs. I never get depressed. But anyway, but there is a lot of depression in the state of Montana here. But there's just barely over a million people. And remember, this state is like 640 or 680 miles wide. You can drive for hours at times and not see anyone. And that's what I love about this area. Of course, I live way out
in the country. Breathtaking scenery. It's absolutely beautiful in Montana.
But anyway, Mark, I got to let you go here. I got four more callers here. So can you wrap her up?
All right. Basically, that's all I want to say is that these people better get ready because they're going to try to push that vaccine in us. They're going to try to take away our, you know, take away your ability to be employed and wherever else if you don't contact trace and you don't. And also, by the way, folks, don't bring your phones into stores. Turn them off. Keep them in your car if you have them on you at all. Okay, folks?
That's like Pompeo talking about the autonomy there of Hong Kong there. Well, if they have that right to be free, how come we have to be subjected to all their poisons that they keep putting into us? Anyway, thanks, Mark. Jim in Montana. Good afternoon there, Jim.
Hey, guys. Hey,
hey, Jim.
I love you guys. You're pretty on point. That's Steve. It's the first time I've really got to listen to him, and, I'm kind of right along with him with my research and stuff, but anyway, it's here, guys. They are not going to stop until they have complete control, just like you're saying, until we're all chipped. Oh, we are heading to civil war. We are. They're going to bring the UN in. It's coming. I am watching the system fall apart before my eyes. Did you guys see the yesterday on Fox, the New York police? The union representative for the police department.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah,
on Fox. Mm-hmm. Oh, that was powerful. And now the cops know who they're working for. You know, most cops are you know, believed in the system, trying to do the right thing. Now they know, okay? It's not going to stop, okay? He says, you explained to him that Trump got compromised. He did. And you had told him, like, yeah, you know, they come in and they'll threaten and they'll do everything and, you know, and they'll threaten your kids and everything. Dustin says, so what? Bring it on. Oh, shit. I'm calling your car. What have you done? What have you really done? Okay, Dustin, all right. Let's set the date and time. Let's just start advertising for the next week on this radio show. Like, hey, we're all going to rally at Capitol Hill. Let's do something then. Okay? I'm ready. I'm down.
Right.
But, you know, let's just do it. Let's finally do it. We've been talking, you know, we're spinning our wheels at this point. You know, we all the information's out there. You know, the people that are going to wake up, the people, you know, the trying to wake people up and gather who we can. I mean, we've pretty much got everyone we can. You know, let's do it. Let's set the date, set the time. We're going to rally Capitol Hill. I had a few kinks. I had a incredible plan that's perfectly constitutional, legal, and democratic. Take over Congress, like a 5-day people take over Congress. Okay, and I've worked out the kinks. Okay, and it would be voted through the nation the whole time. It would be nonviolent. I have the plan. I've got a perfect plan. You know, for creating the perimeter and not allowing any of media in, creating a division of guys to walk through where we're stationed and be on the watch out for anybody that's trying to pose as one of us, but then try to, you know, do something crazy and make us look bad. Okay, I've got it all planned out. You know, if we want to go that route. Okay, I'm ready. Who's with me? You know, we can start advertising next week on this radio show. Like, all right, we're going to join us at the Rivera Rangers rally in Capitol Hill, Washington, D.C., this date. Hope to see you there. Come with us. Let's go. You know, I mean,
well, Jim, the first thing,
me, you know.
Yeah, Jim, I like the idea like that, but the problem is, you know, in an idea like that, it's great, but once you start broadcasting your intentions, the feds are going to get in there and co-opt it somehow.
Yep.
Like
nearly
that, you know?
Immediately. That's why a bottom-up solution, you start working in your communities and work up from there. That will be what will be effective.
I do.
That can work.
Oh, yes, I do. I do a lot. If that's the route, you guys, that's not going to be enough at this point. You know, just
well, no, you're right. You're right. And
we should have started
that 30 years ago.
We should have started that a long time ago. Yeah.
Yeah, Jim. Jim. Carol Asher called in yesterday and was basically kind of asking, like, you know, what can we do? And I think that the only way we can do this is, since the government is only backing up banks and corporations, is to defund them. Just boycott them.
Boycott.
Oh, I agree. I'm not
focused one at a time. Take them down. Don't ever do any bone business with them, and make sure nobody ever does until that bank or that corporation dies on the vine. Then you move to the next one, then the next one, and the next one, until they finally start to listen. We may have to take them all out one at a time, but we starve them.
All right,
let's quit
do
doing
it.
Business
I'm
with
you.
Them.
Which corporation first? I'll do it. Which one do you guys want to go with first? Which one do you want to boycott first? I'm with you.
Well, I think the only way to do it now is, since the M2 liquidity type thing is since the banks lifefully say that Americans are saving more, when the IMF says that most Americans only have $400 or less, that the only way to do that is, as they're pumping trillions of dollars in liquidity into these banks and corporations, is not spend on anything like that. So they're using reverse psychology here, where they keep saying that Americans have got money, but they're hoarding it. Well, that's a lie, because with all the millions of Americans, and as well as the millions, 20-some-odd million that was unemployed before, see? So no one has money that, you know, so the only way to do that there is just defund them by start pulling your money out of the banks. But that would be a bank run, and I wouldn't want to, you know. Anyway, I got a break coming up here. Yeah. I got another break here, so we'll be right back here, okay? Stay tuned on What Really Happened.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to What Really Happened. This is Keith Rogers here in Western Montana talking with Dave, and we also have Jim on the phone. I just got a story here off of Twitter. It says, I guess this is from Time Magazine, but it says, Melinda Gates says black people must be vaccinated first for COVID-19 after healthcare workers. And I have a thing on one of my web pages there that says that this COVID-19 is what they call a self-limiting disease. 80% get it and survive. But anyway, hey, Jim, I need you to wrap it up there so we can get on to a couple more callers here, okay?
Right, yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, if you guys want to pick a corporation or a bank or whatever, pinpoint it, you know, and rally the What Really Happened listeners to start boycotting, I would be more than willing to start getting a hold of some other alternative media like Alex Jones and see if they would participate in it as well. But
Jim, just start breaking your dependency from all these things. Take care of yourself. Yeah. Start bartering with your neighbors and your community where you're not dependent upon any of it anymore because it's all going to collapse anyway.
You know, it makes me mad as you know.
You must not know who I am. Yeah, I'm busy. I'm pressed. I've got a completely self-sufficient,
everybody on board. Because if you've got a strong community behind you, then you stand a much better chance. Strength in numbers, brother.
And the other thing about these banks, though, is it's like having a government check and you go to get it cashed and someone says, well, you don't have an account here. Yeah, but it's a government kit. You know, it's certified. You know, well, you don't have an account here. We can't cash it for you.
I haven't had a bank.
Those are the type of banks you need to get rid of it. Yeah. I don't have one either.
I hate,
but anyway,
I hate the Rothschilds. I hate the other reason I know we're heading to civil war because I have been getting in touch with people all over the nation in every state through Facebook and whatever. And the way I see it is we are split about 50-50. They're at least half this country is not going to go along with the forced vaccinations. And they
don't care.
The globalists are fine with that. Let's fine. We'll bring the UN in. Let you guys all destroy yourself. They're not going to stop till we are all chipped.
The anger is going to grow, Jim. The anger is going to grow as more and more people realize that they're not going to be going back to work and stuff, and they're going to start fermenting in this anger like that. So, if they think they're going to run around and start popping needles, you know.
I've been pissed. Ooh, I've been freaking mad for a long time. You know. And I've been ready. I just don't wait for everybody else But anyway, I don't want to take up other people's time. I appreciate you guys so much. You guys have a great day. Bye-bye.
All right. Sounds good. Yeah, because I have some important news to get to here, too. So I got to kill off here about at the 20 to the hour here. So anyway, I think we lost Jim and Austin there. So Mo in Florida. Good evening, Mo. Oh, John. Sorry, John. John in California there. My bad. Go ahead, John.
No problem. That's okay. Hi, Keith. Hi, Dave. Good show. I got so much to, I don't know where, but I'm just going to say what they've talked about is this, they're trying to get the control, and they've tried it for so many years and generations for all kinds of things. Now they finally are doing this where they've got a plandemic, where they've got fear in a lot of people not going anywhere, shut down, lockdown, whatever. And, businesses closed. So we'll see if that gets enough to the people bow. Or, as you said, I always said, nothing's happened because people aren't, have become hungry enough. Well, maybe they'll finally, if this doesn't change, get hungry enough to do something enough. Well, they got nothing to lose. That's what it's come to this point.
Do you remember Italy when the farmers got pissed off over there and they started blocking the freeways and they started using the manure spreaders and backing them there to their parliamentary, just throwing the crap on their doors?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's like I said. Nothing's really happened like that in this country.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know, maybe because it's so big and that and all that, but, that's one of the things. So, as you said, we're forced vaccinations. I don't know. It'd be interesting to see. People may. But the thing about, the simple thing, but this had to go back years and years. If you're going to start somewhere, and some people think, well, it doesn't make any difference anymore because they're all bought and paid for, your local, your reps. State, local, federal, at least you start running. You start there somewhere. Now, if you had several million people telling, they're doing a poor job, get off it, we're going to vote you out, that might get their vote. I don't know. But you've got to start somewhere. Maybe it's too late. I'm not sure. But that's one thing that's still good. People saying you're not to vote because it's fraudulent. Well, it's fraudulent because not enough people have done it and really checked it out. So, and the last thing I'll do that I haven't, it's funny, other than our congressman, Eric Swalwell, local, hasn't said anything since before the George Floyd debacle. We haven't heard anything from our local state reps, senators or legislators, not a thing, even before this pandemic started. But what happened, I think Friday, Congressman Swalwell with a few of his usual suspects there, and I can't remember, I apologize, it's called the Law Enforcement Act, I think, of 2020. They're going to, overhaul anything, investigate the police when they need be, train them better. And I looked in two things under training. They say profiling color, racial profiling, and religious profiling. Well, they didn't say what religion they're talking about. I doubt, they're not going to say anything about Christians. Who cares about them? It's all the others.
Right. Muslim, all right, John, I got a break. Anything. I got a break here. But anyway, thanks for calling in, okay?
Thanks a lot.
We'll be right back here. Yeah, thank you. We'll be right back here on What Really Happened.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switch to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We will not. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Keith Rogers here with What Really Happened with David over there, running co-pilot with me here. The phone lines I need to close here because I have some news stories to get to. But other than that, we'll pick up Mo over there in Florida. Good afternoon there, Mo. How are you doing? Or evening, where you're at.
Hey, how you doing?
We're hanging in there.
Hello?
Hey, you we're on the right grass, brother.
But it takes three of you to make up for Mike.
Oh, yeah, easily.
Yeah. You guys are great, though. You're like my brothers. You know, all I'm saying is you're talking about Justin, whoever called in about... whoever it was we're talking about what we could do, you know, boycotting this and that. You know, I just got, six words. Stop filling out an income tax form. I mean, that's all we got to do. I realize
it's you make good sense here. You know why? If you go to the usdebtclock.org, remember, Trump wants this massive tax break there. But if you go to usdebtclock.org and look at the number of the national debt going up, you'll see that the tax amount collected is going down. Yeah. That is what's going to bankrupt this country. So
that was already happening before all the jobs were lost, because of the shutdowns and stuff, we were already having a tax non-compliance thing going on. And now that a lot of the jobs have been removed and the businesses have been closed, yeah, that's already happening. So, yeah, let's just pile on, just say enough is enough, because the 16th Amendment was never really properly ratified. The income tax was voluntary. It's all private stuff. It's a big fraud on us anyway. So, yeah, it's time to say enough is enough.
I love you guys, man. I wish you lived next door.
Yeah. Bring the Jack Daniels.
Everybody thinks I'm crazy. I've been following the campaign for Ron Paul twice. You know, I mean, I'm not a genius, but I know when we've been ripped off. You know, Griffin and the Federal Reserve, the creature from Jekyll Island, it's all a scam. And you know what? I'm going to say this, and I'm going to, you know, this is a little bit of a risk, but I'm going to say this, that I judge a lot of people by, and I'm not saying that the Zionists are the only ones or not, but if you don't call out Israel and the fact that they control the United States Senate, the whole government, really, if you don't call that out, you're fake news. And that's what I love about Mike. He don't give a flying. He just says it like it is and tells the truth. Ron Paul
it's all about
a little
the
more
truth.
Subtle. Yeah, but if Ron Paul is a little more subtle, but the fact is, all you got to do is Google it and see who runs the media. See who got us in all these wars. You know, from, you know, whatever you're going to say. You know, if Israel, you know, they stole our nuclear secrets. And that's just that's just a matter of record. But nobody wants to talk about it because they control everything. And that's all I got to say. I love you guys.
All right. Best to you, though, okay, Mo?
Take care, Mo.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, that's like I say, you know. Israel supplied the arms for the Rwanda genocide, and if you watch those videos, like on Twitter, where those kids over there in Miramar were sitting there being lit on fire, I forget if there's a term they use for that, but Israel was selling the arms for that junta over there. Same thing down in Honduras. I mean, this has been going on for years, and I played that clip here the other day on, about the fact that Israel screwed up there by labeling arms that were stolen from the or taken from the from Lebanon, and they got into Texas there, labeled as CIA weapons for the Contras there, but they were from Israel there, and they backed out of that deal because they almost got caught there. Oops. But anyway, David in Florida. Good evening, David.
Hi, Keith. How are you?
Oh, hang in there.
I hope you can hear me. It's raining real hard here in Florida right now, so I don't know if you can hear me or not.
Yeah, we got you loud and clear, bro.
Oh, excellent, excellent. Listen, all I really want to say, I don't know if you guys have already talked about it today, but I just seen on a certain website, very credible, who is Christine Grady? You
Christine
know who Grady,
Grady
is?
No.
Yes. She works for the NIH, which is the National Institute of Health, and guess who her husband is? Mr. Fauci of the National.
Yeah.
Well, I call him Fauci. Fauci in Mexican means stinky. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So she's the head. She's the one that fast tracks medicines. And remember, she's the one to put the hold on this hydrochloride or whatever you want to call it. Look it up when you guys get a chance.
Hydrochloroquine.
I don't know if you guys have looked it up, but look up her name. Look at follow the money. Follow the money.
Yep,
that's it. Have a great day.
All right, thanks, David. My best to you, okay? Jim over in Austin, try to keep it short so I can get on some news here, okay?
Yeah, I just had one thing to say. If they really want to get to the bottom of it, Gina likes to waterboard. She should start with Larry Silverstein, move up to Dick Cheney, and end with Nelson Rockefeller.
And George Bush, senior, Junior.
There you go.
Yep, that's what I would do.
I
don't know.
Senior back, Jim, could waterboard him too, but I don't think it'd do any good.
Yeah, Jim, did you see the original footage of Bush sitting in school there where the teacher is sitting there instructing the children where she goes off and says kite, airplane, steel, building?
Didn't catch that.
Yeah, if you I have it on my website here, but if you watch that thing, this is a psychological warfare they play on people. This is how they program those children so that the minute they saw that, that would be embedded in their memories for life. And that's why you always hear this reference to 9/11.
Yeah, they always got to tell us what they're going to do.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, that's all I had for you.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in, okay, Jim? Anyway, I'll get to some news here. I want to get to some really important financial news here. I'm getting toward the end of the hour here. So first of all, I want to say this. I have a picture in front of me of a Congolese man who's staring at these amputated limbs of his five-year-old daughter. It shows a hand and the lower foot there. It was punishment for not collecting enough rubber for King Leopold II of Belgium. And, of course, today in Antwerp, the people complain that the statue of King Leopold has been removed. This is how people lionize these others. But clearly, throughout the world, many statues should be removed. Because, as I mentioned, this lionizing people as heroes. That'd be like looking at a statue of John McCain. It'd just make me puke, you know. But anyway, just as these presidential libraries do, like Ronald Reagan. When you think of 200,000 people killed like that, they weren't just killed, they were butchered by those School of America cartel guys, you know. And, of course, the war on statues is ongoing because today, this time, the Christopher Columbus statue fell to victims of vandals over there in Richmond, Virginia. And on top of that, you remember George Well from 1984 said, every record has been destroyed or falsified, every book rewritten, every picture has been repainted, every statue and street building has been renamed, every date has been altered, and the process is continuing day by day and minute by minute. History has stopped. Nothing exists except an endless present in which the party is always right. And so on top of that, as a personal note, I keep thinking of the timing of reopening all these cities and states with all those protesters and riots is just a little bit suspicious, you know, like trying to drive this COVID stuff, you know. But anyway, as I mentioned earlier, the stock market no longer cares whether or not Trump wins. And this article is on a poll for Trump there. It's from CNN, so you can take it for what it is. But it says that the stocks have been on the most amazing ride over the past few months. What they omit here was the basic trillions being pumped into the market there by the Fed there. And, of course, this is to glorify Joe Biden, who has an alleged growing head-to-head national lead over President Donald Trump like that, you know. Anyway, the Democrats have something planned to dump Biden and replace that vegetable with perhaps a fruit or something like that. But anyway, as far as the economy, it has been the Democrats that have shut this country down. We know that Trump and his administration has been trying to open up, and, of course, they keep delaying it more and more. Remember, though, how how public health collapsed after the Soviet Union fell. I fear the West will see the same due to this post-lockdown, and this is going to be catastrophic. So, but anyway, on Twitter right now, they're talking about this global reset. And, of course, this is the same predators, parasites, and psychopaths who today make up today's wonderful world of freedom, harmony and prosperity and justice for all. Not. They're now manipulating your mind with emotions and sales pitches for transforming everything into, repeat, their better world. So the world's largest population, and this was a human interest one, the world's largest population of nesting green turtles is nearly twice as big as previously thought. There's over 64,000 green turtles, and I thought that was pretty good there off of the Great Barrier Reef. But remember Snowden. His greatest fear was that nothing would change after the disclosures and leaks. Society will know that the government will grant them powers to create greater control over the U.S. and globally, but society won't take the risk and fight for their interest. That's a direct quote from Snowden there. Now, when it gets down to this, what's going on here with disarming the police and stuff, on October 6, 2015, Loretta Lynch announced before the United Nations that the Attorney General's office, in collaboration with several U.S. cities, they will form a global law enforcement initiative called the Strong Cities Network. This will be the implementation of UN rules and laws on U.S. soil, bypassing Congress and circumventing the Constitution. And you can find that article on Truth or Fiction. Black Lives Matter and Black Second Amendment Rights Matter. This here was kind of a pro and a con article here, but it says let's outfit our police with body cameras and let's write the rules for those with the cameras, as voters in Ferguson, Missouri did last April by passing this ballot initiative. And of course, remember, most cops have always been are been facing repercussions there because of not having their cameras on or turning them off. And of course, the footage is either made or not made available. So it's, there's a massive protection thing in there, you know. And then also remember that President Obama then in 2014 with the shooting of Michael Brown in Ferguson found that Brown was at fault as the aggressor, not the police officer. He had a body cam footage. Sorry, had the body cam footage been publicly released that the riots followed may not have erupted. And that's the most important thing. Citizens would have been saved millions of dollars in property damage and spared the divide across along this racial and political lines all over the nation there. So, again, this is how they ferment things. Now, the economy. Where is the economy going? The world economy is expected to contract by 5.2% this year. And don't believe these things. It's probably worse. The worst recession in 80 years, but the sheer number of countries suffering economic losses means the scale of the downturn is worse than any recession in 150 years, the World Bank said in its latest Global Economic Prospects report. This is a deeply sobering outlook, with the crisis likely to leave long-lasting scars and pose major global challenges, said the World Bank Group Vice President of this Equitable Growth Finance and Institution. And then below that, I have department stores, restaurants, apparel merchants, and specialty chains have been getting the notice as property owners who have gone unpaid for as long as 3 months have lost their patience now because the government is not releasing this CARES 2 stuff to pay these mortgage and lenders for people that have these properties. And so what are they doing? They're now seizing the properties. So those that might have reopened won't have nothing to open. The default letters from landlords are flying out the door, said Andy Gracer, the co-president of A&G Real Estate Partners, whose firm works with the retailers and other commercial tenants. It's creating a real fear in the marketplace, Gracer said. Pressure from default notices and follow-up actions like locking up stores and terminating leases was cited in the bankruptcies of Modell Sporting Goods and Stage Stores, Inc. Many chains stopped paying rent after the so-called pandemic shuttered most of the U.S. stores, gambling that they could hold on to some cash before the landlords demanded payment. And remember, this is where under that CARES 2 Act, remember, they said that like it was almost a third of that still hadn't been allocated out. So, I mean, they're deliberately causing small businesses to fail. And over on, I forget what's this called again, Wall Street on Parade, there's two articles you should read. The Fed just pulled off another backdoor bailout of Wall Street. This was dated today. This is by Pam Martins and Russ Martins.
They've been doing that all along.
Yeah. The Federal Reserve has authorized 11 financial bailout programs thus far, despite Fed Chairman Jerome Powell's reassurances at his press conferences that these programs are to help American families. A full 10 of those programs, yeah, a full 10 of those programs are actually bailouts of Wall Street banks and or their trading units. And then BlackRock, which is one of the biggest ones, buyer of debt and everything, authored the bailout plan before there was a crisis. And now it's been hired by the three central banks to implement their new plan here. And it's called Going Direct. So if you want to research that, it's interesting here. But that is the financial bailout designed and authored by former central bankers now on the payroll at BlackRock. It's investment manager of $7 trillion in stock and bonds. And the plan was rolled out on August 2019. This is long before this coronavirus stuff at the G7 summit of the central bankers in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, months before the public was aware of any financial crisis. Again, that's over there on that, I forget things so fast, at Wall Street on Parade. That's a good article, though. You should read it there. But and out of all this, though, what Jerome Powell is doing to the Fed, it is illegal for the Fed to buy stocks. They are to buy bonds and stuff for the U.S. government to insure, as the U.S. government backs these up here, but they are buying junk bonds, everything. And eventually, as the mortgages and stuff collapse, they'll be buying up all that, these lenders, and of course you'll get this new stuff, and I'm more than sure that the interest rates will change as this stagnation turns into inflation and then to hyperinflation. And Americans, my fellow Americans, I hope you're prepared there, because it's going to get bloody here, because they just don't care about people. It's only the corporations. And those big ones, like the big arms industry ones that are coming back first, those are the most important there, because I have other information here about the U.S. and NATO ramping up their threats against China again. They're trying to get all these coalition members of theirs to boycott anything China does. And this was part of this entire thing here, was to destroy the, the Belt Road Initiative. Remember, Italy was the first to sign that. And, of course, by doing so, China is no longer buying oil from Iran, because the U.S. has got this massive erection towards Iran. And, of course, they're still after Venezuela. And this is more of that full-spectrum dominance. And they don't care how many people they either starve to death or and or kill. So, anyway, we'll be back here right after this for the last portion of the show here. So stay tuned here.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356, or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Keith Rogers sitting in for Michael Rivero here on What Really Happened. I have a quick file for you here, and then I'm going to let David take over here and give a little final thing here. But this is what we're headed for, and we have seen this for years now, building up since the 9/11, actually since Oklahoma City. And when you start listening to the details of the Weavers and the Waco and stuff, they have been building on this for years, and this is what we have today. So, you know, police brutality or what, we've got it.
BATF IRS CIA and FBI, FDA and FCC,
that's where we're at today, folks. Yep, that's it. And sadly, they have used the American boys and girls out there in the military to enforce this. And all I can think about is all those lost families and stuff in other countries to be able to take Syria's oil, to take Iraq's oil, and they want Venezuela's oil, and they want Iran's oil, and they want all these high-valued precious metals and stuff like that underneath the China Sea, which I don't know if you're aware of that. And of course, Venezuela has one of the largest proven oil fields, but this is what it's all about there. And people die just so that the Americans can sit there and say, hey, we have a great military. So Dave, take it away.
Yeah, it's always about taking what other people have. And if you believe that all this banker bailout and all this stuff propping up the stock market is to benefit the families in the United States and around the world, well, I tell you what, I've got a condo in my beachfront resort complex on the Sun for sale. Real cheap, just let me know. Good grief. You know, this.
I bet you get scorching hot there.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And there's never, ever a cloudy day, and you can definitely get your suntan real, real quick. Okay, well, I tell you, it is definitely a messy world out there, and we need to find a way to start getting these divides to go away, heal the divides, and realize we have more in common with each other than we don't. We've got all these common enemies that are trying to exterminate us, basically, you know, in a nutshell.
Right.
And as soon as we can start coming together and working together against our common enemies, the sooner we can put all this stuff to bed and start rebuilding this nation, making this nation great again. And it's going to take a lot of work. We definitely have our work cut out for us. Tomorrow, I've got a special guest in mind, and I'm going to give Gator the day off because he's definitely been dealing with those kidney stones. I definitely feel for him. That's one of the most painful things ever, from what I understand. And he definitely needs some rest and to get back to feeling better on that. So we'll
One more thought, David. I think it was important there at the show here is that start depending more on your community and the people around you, and wave off, because the government's not is already proven they're not going to be here for you. So stick close to those that you love and those that you know in your community, okay?
Yeah, that's about what I was going to say. So, yeah, what he said. We'll be back tomorrow. Stay safe, everybody.
Yeah, thank you, and also thank for Mike letting me in here. Have a good evening.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filtering
filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.